After Paul died, we made the double album.
Sadness. Theatre Hour is brought to you tonight from the arms of someone new.
The dragon mutton to the hill in Little Inn can be struck moot mutter to your arms once back again. Huck away.
Yet he stayed on the island, but I don't see him anymore. I wounded his pride, and if I don't see him, how can I tell him I'm sorry? How long is he going to stay with me?
She was thrust at us, and there was no way that you could take Yoko in those days.
DJs, because we're city of DJs, and because we're city of DJs, and because we're city of bed, that you. Well, so what are we gonna do? I invite the reporters.
Was you that said there was a snake loose?
That tell them, announce them that we're just sitting in bed for peace, you know?
Yeah, that's a Hamburg picture from 61, 62, and 11.
He can have it, you know. I apologize to him if he's upset and he really means it. I apologize.
Looking like I don't know what's going on yet. I enjoyed it. I like DJ and I like Jay.
I'm sorry, sorry.
Oh, why did this happen? I need a big teddy bear or whatever.
Yeah, I'll be back, yes.
Separation was a failure.
John and Yoko are back together again.
I'm sorry I said it, really, for the mess it's made. But I never meant it as a lousy or anti-religious thing or anything, but I meant it as a lousy or anti-religious thing, you know, no more words.
I have a grin, her name is Grizzly.
The following is a conversation.
Når og vind og sola krangler om hvem av den mann gående, så de ble enige om at den som først kunne få mannen til å ta seg frakken, at den som først så blåst nord og vind, at den som først så blåst av alt som makten gående, så de ble enige om hvem den som først tar seg mann til å ta seg rakken, så blåst Nora min med den som først, så blåst med all sin makt. Men jo mer han blåst, og til slutt, men jo mer han blåst av den som først, så blåst Nora min med den som mann til å ta seg rakken, av den som først, så blåst Nora min med den som først, så blåst med all sin makt.
Patterns of interaction.
Acht alte Ameisen.
Large landowners.
Aßen am Abend Ananas.
Chapter 9. Large the Industrial Revolution. 1700 to 1900. Large landowners in Britain. Section 1. The beginnings of industrialization.
Is a conversation between His Divine Grace Yoko Ono and Yoko Ono, recorded on September 11th, 19 Yoko Ono, England.
Oh, by the Great Sangha, oh, you are leaders. Thousands of young men follow you. Oh, they like you. And if you find yourself alive, Sridhar Sarvabhutanam. Hiya. Hiya. Just the consciousness moment means to present the world with that.
Become don't know. I just know. I 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 don't know. I just know.
What's going on right now? Mm-hmm. You think of Jesus as a guy who probably had some good ideas, who died a few thousand years ago. He isn't thinking about anything. But if, on the other hand, you think of hear the backwards words in Bush's speech, you know, but he's dangerous.
This interview took place only hours before his death, about 12 hours before the shooting. And he would also be coming to terms with her unusual artworks, something for which his boyhood years in Liverpool had not prepared him.
It was sort of 1966, and I got a call from a guy called John Dunbar. And he had a gallery in London called Indica Gallery, an art gallery. And I get there, it's all white and quiet, and there's just these strange things, a ladder with a painting on the sky. So I get up the ladder and look through this spyglass, and he said, yes. But here was this little crazy message on the ceiling. I didn't know what concept art was. Because I'd seen the bag.
I'm very excited about the way that Liverpool seems to be, as a town, really embracing the idea of inviting, you know, international culture here, and the way that actually, like, there seems to be like a growing sense of respect for the idea of inviting, you know, international culture here, and
Hey. I used to have a place where I worked in the house again upstairs in my first incarnation with another wife. And I used to make kind of freaky music at home. And you would hear it coming from tomorrow, never knows, or revolver or rain and some little backwards things. But I never made that the whole track. I would take the sort of most usable and add it to the Beatles, or to my tracks of the Beatles, whether it was Walrus or Strawberry, or whatever, fiddle around a bit, or put loops, or, you know, something funny. But at home, I was really far out, and I had a kind of little studio, which was really just a lot of tape recorders, and we made two versions that way. She came over for a date, as it were, and... I didn't know what to do, and she didn't know what to do. I said, you know, I didn't know what to do with her, so I said, you want to go upstairs and play with the tapes? You know? So, because we didn't know what to do, we did play with the tapes all night. And we made two versions, and I was showing her all my different tape recordings and how I made the funny sound. I was running around pushing buttons and playing the Mellotron, and she started into the Yoko Ono stuff, which is now... stuff you hear on B-52s, Lenny Lovitz and all that stuff. She started doing this. Oh, and all that. And I thought, this is great. And I was going on the tapes, and she was going, oh. And we made a tape all night, and in the morning we made love as the sun came up. But we'd made this album's worth of sound together without consciously setting out to make something. That was the first togetherness. And we shot the cover ourselves. This is me naked.
Scheduled to do an interview with Howard Smith's radio station in New York, and at 1 o'clock I was awakened out of bed in my hotel room, came stumbling to the door in my pants with my hair in my eyes, and all
kinds of sleep dust,
and I'm going, oh God, another interview. Opened the door, and here's Howard standing at the door with a tape recorder already flailing away, and stuffs a microphone in my face and says, hi Frank, I brought along two friends of mine, this is John and Yoko, and I was supposed to go eek. Well, I said, okay, you guys, come on. I was walked in and sat down and, you know, started doing this interview, and I was blah and blah and interview and blah and blah and blah, and then finally when the interview was over, I said, would you guys like to jam with us tonight at the Fillmore? And the whole thing got laid down on tape. And John and I had an agreement that we were going to jointly mix the tape and decide how we were going to put it out. I was finally I got word that John was going to release it. But that negotiation never occurred. As a matter of fact, we went in. I sent him a safety copy of the 16-track masters. And I guess he went in with Phil Spector and mixed the thing with this ridiculous tape delay echo on it. I have a mix of the thing too. You wouldn't even recognize the two events. I was I was, 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 scheduled to do an interview.
He is calm. He speaks to me. I know that I am becoming like him.
I want to hypnotize you. Your eyes are heavy. Sleep now. What'd you hear?
Thank you. Slack are organising these things. Basically, you can see there's kind of broad areas where some of them are art, some of them are community, some of them are specific projects. And there's actually also basically there's how many of those people.
Gentlemen, this is train manager. I apologise to customers. The train's meeting with slight delay. This delay has been caused by a previous service reporting a track defect. All trains now are having to be cautioned until maintenance staff arrive on site. We will be moving very shortly. Thank you.
Doing very much to prove me wrong.
What more do you need?
Well, it's going to take more than fancy talk to keep me up all night crawling around these bushes.
I watched him for 15 years, sitting in a room, staring at the wall, not seeing the wall, looking past the wall, looking at this night, inhumanly patient, waiting for some secret silent hour.
During the war, I was in Japan, and one day there was a radio program where the soldiers who were the kamikaze pilots, you know, before they were leaving, they were allowed to say something on the radio to their parents or family. And they all said, Mommy, I'm going now, and I hope you, you know, I wish you a long life or something. It's just the most horrific thing that I've heard.
お母さん。 とうとう悲しい便りを出さねばならない時が来ました。死んでいくのは辛いからです。とうとう悲しい便りを出さねばならない時が来ました。
Number nine, 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 number
number 9.
You know, one cannot be absolutely oneself. But I'm not going to come back in and try and.
The fact that you're in public makes you.
I would like to be, not be myself.
Happy, I said the same to somebody the other day. There's only two artists I've ever worked with from
did Bebopalula live on stage.
Try to get as near to the uncentered, as it were,
for what we are, not to project an image of something that we're not.
Because having been in that sort of pop business so long.
Because in the history of the Beatles.
A happy, Paul contented person,
and a mutual friend.
I don't want to have to sell my soul again, as it were,
to have a hit record.
And we met and we talked after the show.
I've discovered that I can live without.
I saw he had without it, and it makes it happier for me.
That I would have to smile when I didn't want to smile,
and it became like
I turned around to him right then,
like being a politician, you know.
And I
what I really got through this 5 years is I'm not running for office.
I like to be liked.
I don't like to.
It was most uncomfortable when I didn't feel I was being myself.
She's making good apple and contrastle.
Don't you know that you can number 9?
it properly, BBC's now.
The channel's up. Two.
Nine.
Okay,
nine.
Boys, this is your reference. Over here.
I declare. They got them. I declare revolution number 9 open.
It's frozen.